Welcome to Moxie Bets, presented by Caesars Sportsbook. I'm your host, Katie Mox, and coming up on today's show, we'll look back at some of the biggest moments from week four, plus we'll preview tonight's game between the Rams and my San Francisco 49ers. And of course, you know it, you've got some Mox Locks coming your way. But first, let's welcome in Mr. Monday, Danny Brasco. Danny, how was your weekend? And you excited for Monday Night Football?
Absolutely. This is a really good clash in the NFC West here. Awesome division rivalry. I'm looking forward to it. And a really interesting line in this game. So I got some good bets for us. I think this could be a good one, Katie.
Let's kick things off here with Mox Thought and give you a recap of some of the biggest games over the weekend, starting with Sunday Night Football. The Chiefs versus the Bucks. The Chiefs won the game. They covered the spread and the over hit. The Bucs did not start strong. They fumbled on the opening kickoff. KD scored a touchdown in their first drive. Mahomes looked incredible. He had that spin, thrown behind his back, shuffle pass into the end zone. They went for the wildcat in the second. Mike Evans also had an incredible pass, incredible play where he caught a pass, making it 28-17 going into the half. But ultimately, Mahomes and the Chiefs were too much for Tom Brady and the Buccaneers in this, you know, Super Bowl rematch. Danny, what did you think of this game, and did you have any bets?
I had a bunch of bets in this one, and first of all, I had the under. So I'll say that got torched on the first play of the game, that opening fumble you mentioned. Mahomes went straight video game mode. I mean, a lot of the betting lines suggested that this would be lower scoring, and it certainly was not. So played some player props, interesting looks in this game. And man, Mahomes really, really proved that, you know, he hasn't lost a touch even after that weak showing against the Colts. So Brady and the Bucks got to be concerned at this point, Katie.
They got to be concerned. They got a lot of injury situations that are going against them right now. And like you said, huge bounce back for the Chiefs. I do think that the Buccaneers have a better defense, but it didn't even matter. Like you said, Mahomes was playing absolute video game. So it's concerning for the Bucs. I don't know. I think at this point, Tom Brady might be like, why did I come back? Why is my marriage on the rocks to come back for this? Because I don't know. I don't know how well they're going to do. If, you know, they'll make the playoffs, I'm sure, but they might get bounced out in the first round. So this he should have retired, I think, at this point.
They're 2-2, and the season so far feels like one long montage of him throwing the Microsoft tablet at the bench.
Oh God, yes. All right, so let's move on here to the Bills versus the Ravens. The Bills won 23-20. The Bills erased a 17-point deficit. They kicked a field goal on the final play to beat the Ravens after Lamar Jackson end zone pick on fourth down. I mean, I feel like that last drive, they just put on a clinic. It was well-coached, the kept Lamar and the Ravens from ever getting the ball back. We saw what the Ravens did in the week prior versus the Dolphins, so they knew that they had to keep him off the field. It was the first time in a very long time that they won a single-score game. They lost 7 one-score games in a row. It was the longest active losing streak in the NFL. And look, it ended up being a push for me because I took the Bills -3. But that's good enough. I mean, it wasn't a loss, but the Ravens covered the spread for anyone who got it at 3.5. What did you think of this game?
Yeah, I had the under, so I hit that one. I was sweating in the beginning, but and Katie, for your push, they say in betting, a push is a win, right? You got to gamble on the game, yes. And it didn't cost you anything. This was an interesting one, and now the narrative is building, Katie. Lamar choke job. A lot of people are saying the Ravens are just giving games away, and they're not wrong. I mean, we saw the fiasco against the Dolphins.
Is this a choke job for him, though? I mean, I guess, he threw the pick in the end zone, but
I don't want to put the narrative on him that he can't win big games, but it's building and it's growing. I mean, look, it's the beginning of the season, so let's not get ahead of ourselves. But every time we look at these key matchups, you know, time and time again, we're seeing these kind of blunders at the end, whether it's a fumble at the 1 yard line or they can't convert on a fourth down or it's a pick in the end zone. They're really close to going over the top. The Ravens look so dangerous and they're just finding ways to lose these games somehow. So it was a really good matchup, an ugly one. But, you know, we got to look out for the Ravens and see if they can turn the tides in these really, you know, key situations and go over the top to be one of those contenders in the AFC.
Well, the Ravens were our dark horse in a lot of different categories. And I do think that Lamar Jackson has been playing amazing. And you're right. He did have that pick in the end zone right there at the end, changed the whole course of the game. But the Bills didn't want to give the ball back to Lamar Jackson. And that says something, right? They went all the way down. They did a kneel down. They did all of these things just to kick the field goal because they did not want to give Lamar Jackson a chance there. So that says something about him. But I agree with you. I mean, that has been building for a very long time, the narrative that he cannot win big games. And now he's playing for a big contract. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out for them. Moving on to the Vikings versus the Saints. The Vikings win 28-25. They can't cover to save their lives, Danny. They just can't cover. This is 2 weeks in a row where they win the game, but they don't cover the spread. It was a fun one in London. Certainly an intense game, a lot of back and forth there. I felt like the Saints lost this game due to really bad penalties. Some of those calls in the fourth quarter I thought were a little bit questionable and probably shouldn't have given the Vikings that many yards, but the secondary was playing lights out. They absolutely owned the Vikings offense, but then they kept making bad penalties and they lost the game. What'd you think of this one?
So I got up bright and early with my coffee and my breakfast sandwich, watching some 9:30 a.m. football. I do love the London game, but I don't love betting on it because anything's liable to happen in a scheduling spot like that, halfway across the country, across the globe, I should say. And, you know, I didn't want to bet. I didn't like the spread. I didn't like the total. I had no reads on this wacky London game, and that's exactly how it ended up playing out, wacky as can be. Will Lutz, the kicker on the Saints, tied the game with a 60-yarder and then tries to tie it again with a 61-yarder. It hits the post. It hits the crossbar. Me and my buddies who had a fantasy league, we decided not to have kickers in our fantasy league this year. And we're all in the chat complaining, like, why? Kickers are electric. Kickers are amazing. So, I mean, it came down to Will Lutz and crazy, crazy end. So, yeah, that's the moral of the story is don't bet on the London game. It's too weird.
All right, so I guess you're not betting on the Giants next weekend in London.
That's a different story.
By the way, 3-1. We'll talk about them in a second here. But all right, Jets versus Steelers. The Steelers rookie quarterback Kenny Pickett replaced Mitchell Trubisky. He throws three interceptions and he runs in for two touchdowns, but they still ended up losing to the Jets. Mitch didn't seem too happy in the post-game presser. I don't know if you saw that. Pickett looked good, I thought, for his first outing. You know, it's obviously better to get some reps in versus the Jets before they go into a gauntlet. I believe they have like the Bills and they have a bunch of teams coming up that are really, really bad. I thought that Pickett looked okay. I mean, I know he had the three interceptions and there's the memes going around that he had 10, you know, that he made all of his completions, 10 to his own players and three to the Jets. But it was, for his first game, I thought that he did better. And let me hear your thoughts. And then I want to pull up some stats about him versus Trubisky.
Yeah, it was an interesting game, a game that featured six interceptions from three quarterbacks all thrown one. Trubisky gets benched. They bring in Kenny Pickett. Pittsburgh is rejoicing. Thank goodness our draft pick comes in. He throws a lot of picks. He looked okay. I mean, look, let's not look too far into the interceptions. And Zach Wilson leads the Jets to a win. Yeah. Go ahead, Katie. What were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say it was his first game in. You know, he comes in the middle of the game. And yes, he did throw three interceptions, but he ran in for two touchdowns, which is the first time I guess anyone's ever done that in a long time.
I mean, at the end of the game, Zach Milfson ends up leading the game-winning drive. And the Jets are 2-2. I actually remember recalling Robert Saleh, their head coach, after their first loss, and people are making fun of the Jets when they got blown out by the Ravens to open the season. He said, all right, I'm taking names. I'm writing down the list of everyone who's talking that smack about us, and we're going to come back and show you the receipts when we make you eat your words. The Jets are kind of hard-nosed. They got some grit about them. They've been the laughing stock of the league for a long time, especially here in New York, and they're showing a little grit to them. So I like what I'm seeing from these Jets. I think they got the heart to win more games than people expected than they would this season.
Yeah, you got Robert Saleh behind you, who's just a beast. But this is what I was looking at. So they both had 13 attempts in their passing. Kenny obviously connected with 10. Trubisky only had 7. Kenny for 120 yards. Trubisky only had 84. And yes, he had the three interceptions. Trubisky had one interception, but he had 0 sacks. And Trubisky got sacked 3 times. So I feel like when you look at the numbers, QBR, Kenny Pickett, 28.4. Trubisky, 7.5.
I mean, you know, it was rough for both of them. You know,
it's the not, 28. Look, I'm not saying 28, he's great.
28 ain't better than 7.
He's better. I'm saying he's better. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying they had the same amount of attempts, and Kenny was clearly better. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying they're going to win with him now, but it's positive.
I think the point maybe for the Steelers is like, what are we like? Trubisky is a decent option in there, but what are we really playing for? Like, are they playing to win this season? Are they playing to make the playoffs behind Trubisky? Or should you just throw Kenny Pickett in there, let him throw his picks, let him develop and play for the future? And I think that's what Pittsburgh fans really want to see.
I don't know that he's going to play in the next game because, again, they have a gauntlet coming up. I believe they see the Bills next, and they're just the next four games are just really crazy for them. I think they wanted him to get reps in versus the Jets, see how it went. But I don't know. You're going to put him in to get sacked a lot and potentially injured if you put him in for the next few games. But I don't know. We'll see how it is. I actually was kind of impressed with Kenny Pickett there. I know the three interceptions, but he did run in for two. And, you know, we've gone over this a million times. Let's move on here to the Jags versus the Eagles. Eagles win 29-21. They improved to the NFL best record 4-0. They're the only team that remains undefeated so far. They beat former head coach Doug Peterson, and they covered the 6.5 points, which I was happy. I took Jalen Hurts not to get an interception, and he threw a pick six in the first drive of the game. So that was a bummer, but they did cover the 6.5. What do you think of this game? I feel like the Eagles are a legit team, and the Jags are a little bit better than anybody thought they were going to be.
Agreed on both of those last 2 points. The Eagles, I kind of like that it went poorly for them to start. I say this about fighters that I really like. Undefeated guy, really high, you know, a lot of accolades. And I say, I want to see you go through adversity. The Eagles got punched in the face to start this game. They went down 14-0 and they bared down. They kept running the ball. Jalen Hurts had some big boy touchdowns. He got cracked, you know, going over the plane of the goal for one. Went in, got up, flexing. And the Eagles end up winning 29-21. Covered the spread, too, for Eagles bettors. So, yeah, I like what I saw out of them. In a game that didn't go their way from the start, they proved that they can fight through adversity. And I agree with you. The Jaguars are much better than maybe we initially thought, mostly on the back of their defense. They're pretty stingy on defense. So, I like the Jags. Even in a loss, they impressed us.
I agree. All right, let's move on to the Bears versus your Giants. Giants win 20-12. Daniel Jones rushed for 2 touchdowns, but then he hurt his ankle. Tyrod Taylor came in, and then he got injured, which looks like a concussion. And then so Saquon came in and was the quarterback for a while. Saquon was absolutely amazing last night. He looked like old Saquon. I feel like, you know, he's back. All the health injury stuff is behind him. And the Giants, 3-1. I don't know. What do you think?
Every week I want to go bet on Saquon rushing and like total yards props. And, you know, it's just going up and up. It was way above 100 this week. It was like 114.5 yards. It doesn't matter so far. He's just crushing it. No one can stop him. The Bears front, other good defenses. So he's really been putting the team on his back. Another really well-coached game. I know we're beating for the 3-1. The wins we have are, you know, under subpar teams, but I'm just more impressed with Brian Daboll and the culture change than anything. So 3-1, fool's gold still. I'm not going to get crazy, but hey, it's fun to be hopeful at this point in the season in a NFC East that is quite vaunted. Look at the records of the team in the NFC East. We're the best division in the league somehow.
Which is crazy. And like you said, Saquon Barkley had 31 carries, 146 yards, no touchdown, but his longest was 29. Well, let's look at the other side of the field at Justin Fields. He had the lowest passing yards total, apparently, in sports betting history. And he ended up hitting that over thanks to a deep pass in the first. He ended with 174 passing yards. He took 6 sacks, though. He's pressured 13 times. I don't know how we can evaluate Justin Fields when you have that lack of pass blocking. I mean, I think they have one of the worst pass blocking O-lines in the NFL. His QBR was 35.2. What do you think of Justin Fields? Can we grade him now, or is it just, you know, he doesn't really have any weapons? He has a terrible O-line. I just hope he can survive.
And that's exactly what I was going to say. I like that you set it up that way for me. You're right. He doesn't have enough around him for us to maybe make a truly fair assessment. Say he had a full arsenal of weapons, right? A good line. But I think he's going to get hurt. The way that he plays, there's a lot of runners and kind of QB archetypes like him that are succeeding in the NFL. Obviously, we look at Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen. But the type of QB they are to be mobile and to have that crazy arm strength, you know, look at Josh Allen. He can crack someone back. He's a big body. We're not afraid when he goes head to head against someone. Lamar Jackson, swift runner, right? He can slide in and out. He kind of is just that smooth bullet that runs around. Jalen Hurts, strong. I don't think Fields is strong enough to take big collisions like that. And he just seems to run really wild when the play breaks down. He's got to make something happen. And I'm just seeing a lot of wild hits. So, of course, it's the NFL. Anyone's liable to get injured on any play. But the way their young, you know, hopefully star quarterback is playing, I'm afraid that he's going to take a big injury. So I hope that he can get some better protection from that O-line and they can put something around him. But I'm worried about Fields, to be honest.
So am I. But you know what? Giants are 3-1.
Woo-woo!
All right, people, we're brought to you by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. See, it's not just about the daily promos, odd boosts, or the hundreds of ways to wager. It's about the immortal words of Caesar himself. You bet, you get with Caesars Rewards. Every bet you place on the app, no matter the outcome, earns towards exclusive perks at Caesars Rewards destinations everywhere. Hotel stays, concert tickets, bonuses, and more. Download the Caesars Sportsbook app, become a Caesars Rewards member today, and get more with every wager. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-522-4700. Lions, Tigers, and tailgates. Oh my, the college football season is always a great time of year. Besides the jerseys, the face paint, and the foam fingers, there's the food. And nothing gets you more fired up for game day than Eckrich Smoked Sausage. They're naturally hardwood smoked and have the perfect blend of spices. From buffalo sausage dip to sausage chili mac and cheese, Eckrich Smoked Sausage is a quick way to bring flavor to all your tailgate meals. Visit Eckrich.com for easy, one-of-a-kind sausage recipes. Eckrich, you do you. Football season is here, and nothing beats seeing your favorite team live. Not only does Vivid Seats have great NFL ticket prices, they're also the official ticketing partner of ESPN. And with Vivid Seats rewards, when you buy 10 tickets, you get the 11th free. Download the app or visit vividseats.com today. Vivid Seats, life happens live. Receive a reward credit equal to the average price of 10 tickets purchased, excluding taxes, fees, and processing costs. See vividseats.com/rewards for terms and conditions. Moving on to Capper's Corner. And of course, we're going to preview Monday Night Football, the Rams at Niners. Rams favored by one, excuse me, the Niners are favored. Wow, that might have been some kind of crazy Freudian slip here. Let's run that back. The Niners are favored 1.5, Rams plus 105 on the money line, Niners minus 125, this over under 42.5. It's the first time that the Niners have been the favorites. Maybe that's why I said that in the last five games versus the Rams as favorites. Niners, of course, lost 20-17 in the NFC Championship game last year. Niners are 6-1 in the last seven games versus the Rams. The under seems to be the trend here with these teams. It's 3-0 for the Niners this season, 2-1 with the Rams. Danny, this one is close to my heart, right? So I had a hard time handicapping this game. I'll be honest. I was looking at trying to find I hope the Niners win. You heard my slip up here in the introducing them. What do you think of this game?
Again, the Freudian slip, I think, is well placed because I looked at this line thinking, why are the Rams not the favorite? I know the Niners are at home, and home field advantage in an NFC West division rivalry does play a big factor. Candlestick Park isn't just a regular stadium, right? That's a good home field advantage. But even so, think about the last game for the Niners. I mean, it was a brutal showing from Jimmy G. Oof. You know it better than anyone. You're sitting there at home, crying, probably watching an 11-10 gross game. The narrative right now is Jimmy G is trash. And, I don't want to say anything sacrilegious to your heart, Katie, but it looks around at all the Niners memorabilia. The thing is, like, I love betting overreactions. That's all we've done in the NFL, and it's gone really well so far. What's the easy narrative? It's the easiest bet to me seems like it's Rams, and the public's going to be all over the underdog here. Public underdogs for me are a must fade. It's like the books begging you to take it, right? All the money comes in on the plus money side and it's not adjusting. So the line to me says that the Niners are going to not only make this game close, but potentially win it. So I'm going to take Niners money line, much to your delight. I think they're going to get this one done behind Kyle Shanahan, who owns Sean McVay. Katie, we'll get into my rock, paper, scissors theory later, my Nobel Prize winning rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, yes, the rock. I forgot about the rock, paper, scissors theory. It's a good one, people. You're in for it. Look, I agree with you. And I do think that the Niners can win this game. And I do think it's an overreaction. And, you know, the narrative that Jimmy G is trash. He looked like a guy who had never seen the playbook and hadn't taken a snap in, you know, preseason or training camp. Now I know he should know the playbook. He's the same system it's always been. I know all of the things. But you got to think he's now had 2 weeks reps with the first teamers. He's going to get better and better and better. Niners have won five straight games following a loss. That's the second longest active streak behind the Packers. Jimmy Garoppolo also 10-3 in his career following a loss. So I'm going to lean Niners on this one too. But again, my heart is so involved in it that I don't know that I can bet it at this point. What do you think of this total at 42.5?
So this one's weird to me. And normally I gravitate towards unders. I love betting unders. And this, you know, now people are aware that unders have been hitting in the NFL, especially to open up the season. It's not, it's quite public news to sports bettors. The books are adjusting the totals very drastically because unders are becoming popular all of a sudden. You know, it's also popular as winning money. So people are changing their tune. Right. And then, you know, maybe life isn't too short to bet the over, as people like to say. No, in fact, life's longer when you're making money winning unders. So books are adjusting, Katie. Now the totals came way down. And, you know, you look at some of these games this weekend, they flew over the totals. Lions, Seahawks, 48-45. Yeah. The Sunday night game where there was reverse line movement and the under looked like the play, then it flies over. So I'm less trusting of these unders, especially this one. The total opened at 47.5. Books immediately adjusted themselves, realizing, they opened it way too high. So 42.5, I just can't get a read on how that's going to go. I think people will be on the under, and that scares me off it. So I'll pass on the total and look at props instead.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I look at the – I lean under, even though I'm not going to take this one to the window, because both San Francisco and L.A., those offenses have been struggling lately. You know, the Rams are 15th in points per game, and the 49ers are 28th. Like you said, this line opened up at 47. It got bet down to 42 very, very fast. The total's gone under in four of the last five meetings. So everything kind of points towards the under, which is why – Might go over, you know what I mean? Might be one of those.
Too obvious.
You've got to think that the 49ers offense, the 49ers offense is going to start clicking a little bit better, but this 49ers defense is so good. And you know, they've been struggling offense-wise with the Rams. So I don't know. I'm laying off of this. I might lean under, and maybe I'll do something a little bit closer to game time. We'll see if that trickles up or down, but let's talk some prop bets, or if you want to give your rock, paper, scissors theory, we're ready for it.
All right, well, that actually segues into my player prop perfectly, Katie, because it feeds into my Nobel Prize winning rock, paper, scissors theory. Now, it just really displays which coaches beat which coaches in the NFC West. Shanahan owns McVay. You pointed it out. The Niners are 6-1 in their last seven games against the Rams. The one loss is the NFC Championship game last year in a heartbreaker. But other than that, Shanahan, the rock style, ground and pound, hard-nosed defense, beats McVay's scissors, the flashy, tricky, cool offense, right? And McVay owns Kingsbury and the Cardinals. They always beat up on them. Yep. I give Kingsbury paper because he's a piece of paper of a head coach. So that's how it goes. And that theory has provided dividends for me so far. So I like that mostly because the ground and pound style often keeps Niners in these games just by possession and defense. And Jeff Wilson Jr. will be the beneficiary of that tonight. When they're running the ball behind him, they control the game. And when they dictate the pace, the Niners are able to win games. They got to give them the ball like 15 plus times tonight. So I like him going over his rush yards total, 54.5 yards.
All right. I like that. And I love that theory. Like you said, it's been pretty profitable for you and myself when I've used it with you. And the thing is that, like, because I'm too close to this game and I'm hopeful that the Niners win. I'm leaning towards the under, but I'm not really taking a game side here. I'm going to look at prop bets as well. I like Nick Bosa over 3.5 tackles and assists. This is at plus money right now on Caesars at plus 105. Nick Bosa leads the NFL with 11 quarterback hits this season. He's got 4 sacks, 14 pressures, and 11 quarterback hits, which I just said, averaging 3 tackles per game. He's going to be hungry tonight. And I think he's going to get to the quarterback. I think he's definitely going to get a sack. And for 3.5 tackles and assists, he averages about 3 assists per game. So let's go. I like it. So are there any other props that you're looking at?
So this one will be near and dear to your heart as well. As a card-carrying member of the Rams Hater Club, you're often betting against Matthew Stafford and betting on him to throw an interception. Yep. I'm going to bet on his under 23.5 completions tonight. Like we mentioned already, the total dropped a significant 5 points right away. So books immediately adjusted, thinking this is going to be a lower scoring game. And I feel that completion line is inflated. A lot of the time, quarterbacks can go way over their yards or their past TDs, but that high number of completions is actually much harder to hit. And I've been cashing on these. I cashed on Tua. Unfortunately, he got injured. You don't want to cash that way, but it still hit. I was able to cash on Mahomes last night. Mahomes went crazy, and he still went under 25.5 completions for plus money. So I feel this line is a bit inflated in what I expect to be a gritty, hard-nosed, classic, you know, division rivalry game. 23.5, that's too many. So give me the under on that for Stafford completions.
I love that. And obviously, you know, I love Stafford to throw a pick in pretty much every game, especially versus the 49ers. If you look at this, Stafford's passer rating goes from 149.3 versus the 49ers when he's blitzed, and then it drops down to 75 when he is not blitzed. And like you said, completion versus attempts, it goes from 80% when blitzed down to 64%. His touchdown to interception when blitzed, 2-0. When not blitzed, it goes to 4-5. So that's 4 touchdowns to 5 interceptions. So, yeah, I mean, I love this for him. I love fading him on that. And, of course, you should always take Stafford to throw a pick, certainly against the 49ers. I'm also going to fade Cooper Kupp here under 93.5 receiving yards. He's at minus 108. So he's basically averaging that this season at 93.3 yards per game. He did have 100-plus receiving yards in all 3 games versus the 49ers last season. He's the first player in NFL history with 3 100-yard receiving games versus one opponent in a single year. Like, great, great, great. But the Niners secondary is significantly better this year than they were last year. San Francisco ranks first in passing defense and second in total defense. That Mooney, Ward, and Emmanuel Mosley combo has been one of the best cornerback duos that we've seen in recent history for the 49ers. And then you've got Hufanga, who's just been lights out. He is actually the number 3 in Next Gen Stats early top 10 safeties rankings. I don't think he's going to be as productive in this game, so I'm going to fade him under the 93.5.
And you know what? That's why you're a brave soul fading Cooper Kupp. But I love all these points you're making about the blitz numbers and your prop talking about Bosa earlier. Like, this is all feeding back into my reasons why I think the Niners can win the game. If they get pressure with 4, Bosa, Armstead have been wreaking havoc, and they don't have to blitz, look at Stafford's number against the blitz. Look at the improved secondary from the Niners, right? I mean, I think this is feeding into reasons why let's not overreact to a bad week last week, and they can actually beat their rivals here on a big Monday night game.
If you had to take anyone for an anytime touchdown score, who would it be?
You know, I don't have any of these on my betting card tonight, but like, how would it not be Debo Samuel, right? How would it not be Debo Samuel? It's prime time. I had him last week on prime time, nothing doing there. So, I mean, nobody scored. So, you know, I think he's got to have a big game. I actually have him over 4.5 receptions as well. I think that, you know, they got to find Debo. He's hit this in 2 of the 3 weeks so far, and they'll be looking for him all night. He's going to get in there probably.
Yeah, you look at Debo Samuel last year, he had 361 scrimmage yards versus the Rams in 3 games, 5 total touchdowns, 1 pass, 2 rush, and 2 receiving in just 3 games versus LA last year. So they got to get him the ball often and hard. And I do think that they're a little bit weaker in the secondary. I know, obviously, they still have Jalen Ramsey out there. I don't think he's been quite as productive as he has been. So I feel like it's going to be a big game for Debo. Is there anything else that you're looking at in this game?
Yeah, Debo Samuel over 4.5 receptions, just to lock that in for you guys. I got minus 145 on that, but that's a solid play. I might even up my bet size a little bit, 1.5, 2 units, because I think they got to target him, right? They got to do what beats the Rams. Run the ball and find Debo and play good defense. So also the loss of Trent Williams we didn't bring up yet. That's really big.
Huge.
And we'll see how the Niners offensive line fares, but that's why I actually like them to run the ball more. It's harder to pass protect. And I think behind the run, you can more easily scheme stuff with a backup in there. So that's why Jeff Wilson, quick, you know, shots to Debo on screens for the receptions. I think these things could play out in the game script and cash us some bets.
Yeah, Trent Williams being out is a huge loss for the 49ers and for Jimmy Garoppolo and his protection, especially when you have someone like Aaron Donald that's going to be coming at you. But interestingly enough, Aaron Donald had 0 sacks in 3 games versus the 49ers last season. I was trying to look for punt props on this, but I couldn't find any. But if you look at it, 49ers defense leads the NFL in opponent yards per play at 3.9 and opponent punt rate 61%. So I do feel like there's going to be a lot of punts in this game. If you can find a punt prop, you might want to look at the over in that one. But I think it's going to be a good game. These two teams play, they know each other very well. The coaches know each other very well. It's going to be a ground and pound. It's going to be a lot of really physical hits. I'm excited for it. I'm hopeful that the Niners look like the Niners.
Yeah, with me and Katie were texting last night about our bets, and she goes, yeah, I'm looking at punt stats, and sends me all these punt statistics from Niners. I was like, let me find out. Katie's in her bag with her Niners. Some people know their teams. They can find these sneaky bets. So maybe I will check out some punt props. Hit me up about that one. I want to find out.
Check it out.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's look at our mocks locks. The two bets each of us are absolutely going to take to the window. We're both very high on Deebo Samuel. I'm taking him for an anytime touchdown. And Danny has him over 4.5 receptions. And you know, my name wouldn't be Katie Mox if it didn't take Stafford to throw an interception in this game. Lock that up. And Danny also likes Jeff Wilson Jr. over 54.5 rush yards. Danny, thank you so much for joining us. And we'll see you next Monday. This has been Moxie Bets presented by Caesars Sportsbook. Don't forget to follow us on social @MoxieBets and Go Niners.